Hey, girlfriend, you know who you are. You have big, big dreams. You want to write a book, stand on a TED Talk stage, be a life coach offering wisdom from your RV in Montana, a cafe in Barcelona, or a beach chair in Tulum. Your other girlfriends and your family, they don't always get your biz savvy. Why do you want to leave your J-O-B? Because you're a CATS, aka coach, author, thought leader, and speaker. Meet other change makers like yourself and find out how they make it happen. This is the Big Meow Podcast.
Hello, cats. It's Kristen, and I'm here on the Big Meow with Raven Rose. Hi, Raven.
Hi.
So I just want to thank you for keeping the spirit and getting your cat ears out. I mean, it's so perfect. But, you know, one of the things that I loved, I was reading about you ahead of time, is all your work around Ayurvedic. Can you explain to us a little bit about what that is and how that can work for us in our lives?
Yeah. So thank you for asking and thank you for having me.
Of course.
What a beautiful question. Yeah. So Ayurveda, the term itself, means the science of life. And so what that means is that it impacts all aspects of life. And so it says that each of us are comprised of the elements, air, fire, earth, water, and space, at different levels of those. And depending on our time of life, season, even moment to moment, there is a best diet to have, a best lifestyle live, et cetera, to maintain our balance, which we were born at.
Balance is such a big word, right? Like, I mean, I feel for myself, you know, the women that I work with, that trying to find and maintain balance, sometimes we're better at it than others.
Yeah. And I actually, so that's Ayurveda brings balance, right? Mm-hmm. And what I specifically do is bring flow.
Ooh, I like how that sounds.
Right? Yeah. So there's a difference. Yeah. There's a difference. Like we need balance to be able to get into flow.
Right.
It's not just about balance. Right. And so that's what I like to do, is weave Ayurveda into the entire day. It's not about work-life balance. It's work-life flow.
Ooh. I love how that sounds. And, you know, that makes a lot of sense, because energy is fluid. And so if we're in the right flow, then things are more effortless. They naturally arrive. We have synchronicities, you know, all these things that kind of tell us we're in the flow. But, you know, a lot of that can also seem kind of opaque. I mean, you know, how do we go and find that? Do you have some real practical connection points for us?
It's funny. Ayurveda would say it just depends. And not to be vague, but it does. Like, each of us has our unique mind-body type. So that's one point, right? So some of us are going to be more prone to anxiety if we're out of balance, where others might be prone to anger or depression. And so each of those emotions can, you know, set up for a different form of self-care and presence. But, you know, generally speaking, if we can remember when we're not present, because in the present moment, first of all, that's all there is, right? But when we're thinking about the future, when we're thinking about the past, that distorts our present moment into fear, anxiety, depression, anger, right? But if we're simply with the present moment, we can do that by coming back to the breath.
Ooh, okay. Right? There's the key, the breath. That's so is this key. Like breath, yeah. Work breath, or just mindfulness breathing?
You know, so depending on your Ayurvedic dosha that I was just talking about, there's specific types of pranayama, which is breath work, for each. And it can just be, remember that you have a breath.
Sometimes we hold our breath, right?
Yes. I mean,
like yeah. We probably could all be underwater champions and not even know it. Yeah. We could do those free drives. We could go down to the bottom of the ocean and back up, because we probably all hold our breath longer than we realize.
Yeah. And that's it. And that is it. It's always, the practice is always remembering. Mm-hmm. And once we do, to have compassion, right? Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Yes.
I wasn't being present, and here I am now. Thank you. You know, and having that gratitude.
Yeah, I love that. You just reminded me to breathe. So what
good.
So what are our different doshas? Like, what are the different doshas? I don't know what dosha I am. So I'm very curious about the doshas.
Yeah. So there's Pitta dosha, which is, it's mostly identified with like fire. So fire can be determination, right? It can be leadership. It can be anger. You know, it just depends if we're in or out of balance, right? And it can manifest into freckles, or it could be an ulcer.
Freckles sounds better than an ulcer.
Yeah, there's it's all connected, right? And then there's Vata dosha, which is more of the air, like ether qualities. And so these are the folks that are probably going to be more prone to anxiety, insomnia. Their structure will be lighter, so smaller body structure, right? And it can be super creative, just the life of the party, but then get depleted easily as well. So and then there's last one is Kapha dosha, and they have more earth qualities. So these folks are generally more of the nurturers, right? They want to cook. They want to take care of people in whatever capacity that means for them. And they could also be prone to more of the depression. So the heavier the qualities, right? And maybe like allergies, for example. So like it's emotional, it's physical, it's everything. It's the science of life. And we all have these qualities. Like each of us has all of these qualities, but some of them are going to be more prominent than others, depending on how we were born, our stage of life, and the season.
Because I was listening to those, and I kind of feel like I'm a little bit of both, or each of the three. Like it doesn't feel like it's, there's just that one. Mm-mm. Like I see aspects in each one. So that makes sense, what you said, that we're all aspects.
Yeah. And then it's up to, so what I do is I get to see like, what's your natural state of being and where are you currently at? Right. And yeah, because there's usually a difference.
Well,
yeah, there's usually a difference. And then bringing you back into that balance, and it changes too. That's like, that's the beauty of it for me as someone who gets to help folks, is that it's completely different with each person.
You are listening to the Big Me Out podcast, empowering women entrepreneurs to share their voices, make an impact, and transform the world in a positive way. Sponsored by Orange Cat Content Marketing Agency.
So how does this come into play? Like, so give me an example. Have you had a recent challenge in your life, and how do you overcome it with Ayurvedic?
Yeah, I think for me personally, my tendency has been Vata imbalance. And over time, as I heal Vata and understand Vata more, I move more into Pitta, because that's more of my natural state of being. So I get to play with Pitta a little bit more at this stage, because I've managed Vata, but she still shows up. So
what Vata is the one that's like over nurturing?
No, Vata is more prone to like anxiety.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's the one that's the nurturer?
So that's Kapha. Those are the earth qualities. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I have like, I think I got some challenges in that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I was just, it's kind of funny. I do. Because, you know, when you're over nurturing others, you're not necessarily probably nurturing yourself.
That's the ticket. So that's like my whole philosophy is self-care, is self-reflection, is self-awareness. And what I hear is that, that's selfish. No,
No.
We have to take care of ourselves to be able to take care of others. So if you're taking care of someone and it feels good to you, well, then that's filling your cup, right?
Right.
But if you're giving with an empty cup, then it doesn't feel good. And sometimes we don't make that connection because we want to just be of service, right? But it's important.
It's interesting.
That time.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I like that. So, Ayurvedic, is it different kinds? It's different kinds of breathing. Is it different kind of foods? Is it different kinds of exercise? Like, it's a whole system, right?
Yeah. So that's the beauty of it, is that it's a lifestyle. It's not a diet. It's a way of being. And so that's why it works, and it intuitively works. That's what I personally love about it, is that it's when this happens, and it just clicks and it makes sense. So that you can take it out on your own and put your health in your own hands. That is the entire point of this for me, is to empower people to put their health in their own hands. And so that's what Ayurveda does.
So now, do you have like a self-care, or do you have a daily ritual that you do?
Oh, sure.
And how long does it last? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, totally.
3 hours later. No, I'm just teasing.
Yeah. Well, that's the cool part, is that working with somebody like you, I meet people where they're at, right? So if that means I can brush my teeth mindfully, maybe, right? And that's like it. Cool. Like, that is a step in the right direction, because it's about momentum,
yeah,
right?
It's mindfulness, multitasking.
Right. So for me personally, and it's changed, right? Like, I used to do it for survival. My self-care practice used to be to survive, and now it's to thrive, because that's the change that I've got to experience through the practice of Ayurveda. So for example, I will practice Abhyanga, which is a herb infused self-massage. Yeah.
Okay. Everywhere. The oils. Yeah.
Everywhere. Feels so good. That's really good for all the doshas. And yoga, mindfulness, meditation, eating whole foods, trying to get all six tastes into the whole foods. That's a fun challenge to
have. Okay, what are the tastes? I'm curious.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah. So
this challenge. Yeah, I'm going to write this down.
I'm like, what am I getting myself into? Yeah, so I always forget one. So maybe this is the one I don't add too.
Okay.
Sweet, salty, sour, pungent, astringent. And what's the sixth one? I always forget. I can Google it right now.
Sweet, salty, sour, pungent, astringent, sure. Savory. No.
Yeah. I'm so curious now. There you go.
And how do you get those all? Is it all in one meal, or just what you've eat across the day?
Yeah. So the ideal is that it's one meal. And so that's the challenge. So that's my current challenge, and hence why I'm not listing them off of the top.
Bitter.
Of
my... Janelle got it.
Yeah, that I just saw it. Bitter. Yeah.
All right. Thank producer extraordinaire. She's
yeah.
I was like, So I'm curious, like, what's astringent? What tastes astringent? Listerine?
Yeah. So this is a whole other topic. So like pomegranate would be one example.
Of astringent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's interesting. I want to do that. And I'm going to let you know how I do. You're like,
It's challenging. Yeah. Mm. It's definitely challenging. So, and then just, I guess, following up is joy in my life. Like, that's a part of self-care, is joy and self-reflection would be the last two things that is
joy and self-reflection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds like fun. So what's next for you, Raven?
Gosh. So right now I have a peak performance program that I offer. So this helps folks, like I said, with their work-life flow solutions. And so what I'd like to do is create an app. So here's a platform where other Ayurvedic practitioners and health counselors can be on there. the person from the company chooses who they vibe with. They get connected and they work via that platform to with their peak performance. And cool. So that's kind of what I want to do, is spread the good word of Ayurveda and be able to help companies on a more large scale.
Oh, what a fun idea. That Thank sounds you. Like quite the challenge.
Yes, lifelong.
We'll get there.
Yeah, no problem.
So where can we find you?
Yes, my handle is Raven Ayurveda, and my website is iam-ayurveda.com.
You're mm-hmm. going to have to spell Ayurveda, because I do know how to pronounce it, but I think some people may not know how to put that in.
I hear you. It's AYURVEDA.
Ayurveda. All right. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
You got it. Yeah.
Well, thank you for being a fabulous cat and sharing all your wisdom on the big meow. And I'm going to do the sixth taste challenge, including bitter.
Yes.
And I'm really curious if I can have a streak. I like to have a streak. So I'll go for like a 6 or 7 day streak. So I'll let you know how that goes.
Oh yeah. I would love to hear how it goes. Yeah. I'll share the same too.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks for being on the Big Meow.
Thanks for having me.
Are you looking for authentic connections, business mentorship, and a supportive community? Join Cats Network. Thank you for listening to the Big Meow podcast. Please subscribe, give us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your community.